Well, a very exciting prize that rolls around every year, and it's happening at the Watt Space Gallery in at Northumberland House, King of Auckland and King Streets. It is the University of Newcastle Student Art Prize, which is open to anybody that is studying from any faculty at the university. So let's have a look at what we can expect there with Karen Boland from the gallery. Good morning, Karen. I guess take us through the prize. What does actually go into putting together such an event?
It's quite a... as you can imagine, quite an extremely busy time for us. We have two Watt Space gallery assistants, and this is one of the highlights of their role, which is an annual placement for them. And they actually go through and coordinate the topic, the theme that they would like people to respond to. They gain entries. They also go through and organise all of the sponsors and arrange the prizes as well. So it's a very busy time and an exciting time for us.
I can imagine this area is blocked out for any sort of annual leave or holiday at all, Karen? Not at all.
It doesn't exist at this time of year, no, that's right.
Holidays, never heard of it. Look, what can we expect if we're going to take a look at the exhibition this time around?
Well, we are expecting a number of works from right across a number of the faculties. We're expecting a pretty amazing work from some students in the architecture faculty, as well as a number of entries from our Bachelor of Fine Arts students and our Bachelor of Creative Industry students. So it's something that we're hoping to sort of explore and test the boundaries a little bit of what is considered or what most people's perceptions of fine art or visual art is. And we also have an event on the 2nd of September, which I would like to give a plug to, which is being put on by the UON Writers Collective, and that's going to be spoken word. So 2 hours of spoken word responding to this year's theme, which is semblance.
So, Karen, with all of that in mind, you mentioned judging people, changing people's perception of fine art. Well, what exactly are we expecting to have on display from the students?
We will have, as well as, you know, the usual or 2D and 3D type work, so sculptures and paintings and drawings, we're also expecting some exciting things like the written or the spoken word event, which I had mentioned, as well as some performances and possibly even some cosplay performers, which is something that we're hoping to sort of offer right throughout the 4 weeks of the exhibition.
Well, it does go for 4 weeks, so plenty of time to make your way to the Watt Space Gallery and have a look at it. Good luck. I guess you're part of the judging committee on this as well?
No, I'm not. We've got some great judges. We always invite judges from outside of the university. So we have Sally Burke, who is a local painter and is doing extremely well, Sian Turner Carroll, and Meryl Ryan, who is the curator of the Lake Macquarie City Art Gallery. So some great opportunities for people to come along and to meet each of those judges on this coming Thursday night, which is opening night, as well as the students to do some great networking with people and some leaders in the industry in which they're working in.
Sounds like a great few weeks ahead, Karen. I'll let you go and put the final touches on that, and of course no correspondence I'm sure would be entered into, but yeah, a great chance to check out some great fine art for the University of Newcastle Student Art Prize at the Watt Street Gallery, 2NURFM 103.7.